News. I'm Liz Pelka. Ethiopian Airlines said in a Twitter post Monday that searchers have recovered both black boxes from the flight that crashed Sunday. Ethiopia is observing a day of mourning for the 157 people who died when the jet headed for Nairobi, Kenya, went down just 6 minutes after takeoff from Addis Ababa, the capital. And now the airline has grounded its fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. Here's Ethiopian Airlines regional manager Yilma Goshu Gobena at a news conference Monday.
This does not mean that the incident was related with defects on this specific fleet, but we have taken this as an extra safety precaution.
Kenya's transport cabinet secretary also speaking to the media, saying the victims' families are extremely distressed.
Out of the 32 passengers who were on board, the teams have managed to reach out and talk to 25 families out of the 32. And so we still got about 7 to go.
At least 20 of the passengers were headed to the annual assembly of the UN Environment Program at its global headquarters in Nairobi, the capital of Kenya. 8 Americans were also killed in the crash. Syrian Democratic Forces fighters resumed their offensive against the last pocket held by the Islamic State group Sunday. The operation was launched on Sunday evening after a deadline expired for IS gunmen to surrender in the besieged village of Baghouz, that according to a spokesman for the SDF. On Monday, the SDF said there were still IS militants in Baghouz. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani began a 3-day visit to Iraq on Monday to discuss what he called the expanding ties between the neighboring countries. His schedule includes talks with Iraqi President Barham Saleh, Prime Minister Abdul Mehdi, and other officials. The visit is Rouhani's first to Iraq since he was elected president in 2013. White House officials say U.S. President Donald Trump plans to seek another $8.6 billion for a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico in his new budget that will be released Monday. This new request would be on top of the nearly $7 billion Trump has ordered to be used to build a wall under his state of emergency declaration. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow telling Fox News Sunday, the situation at the southern border can't be ignored.
It's a crisis of economics. It's a crisis of crime and drugs. It's a crisis of humanity. We have to be much tougher and have more constructive immigration policy, which we will be developing over a period of time.
Opposition leader Senator Chuck Schumer says the president tried this once with Congress and was unsuccessful.
President Trump hurt millions of Americans and caused widespread chaos when he recklessly shut down the government to try and get an inexpensive, ineffective wall, which he always said Mexico would pay for.
The budget also calls for a big boost for the Pentagon and a 5% cut in non-military programs. An Indonesian woman held in Malaysia on suspicion of assassinating the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother was released from detention Monday. The High Court discharged Siti Aisyah without an acquittal after Malaysian prosecutors withdrew the murder charge without giving a reason. Here's Aisha's lawyer.
We are grateful that the public prosecutor has in fact come to this conclusion, because we still truly believe that she is merely a scapegoat and she is innocent. As we have already submitted much earlier in the day, even though her defense has been called.
Siti Aisha and Duan Thi Wong of Vietnam were accused of smearing VX liquid nerve agent on Kim Jong-nam's face in an airport terminal in Kuala Lumpur in February 2017. The court had scheduled to hear Wong's defense on Monday after months of delay, but the trial has been put on hold. Kim Jong-nam was the eldest son of North Korea's ruling family. A United Nations human rights investigator on Myanmar voiced deep concern on Monday at Bangladesh's plan to relocate 23,000 Rohingya refugees to Basanchar in April. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.